everyone listening in, we have Andrew Tufano. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. So he's on the phone right now. He's a local artist from Sterling, so super local. So we're just talking to him about his career, what he's doing. So hey, Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. So you're from Sterling, but you're in Nashville now, correct?
Yes.
How's that?
At this very moment. Nashville is an awesome city. I really love it here. It's a lot different than Sterling, for sure. But I think the ratio of like musicians to normal people is a lot more in my favor out here. So
yeah,
I enjoy it.
The place to be for music.
Exactly, yeah.
So is that why you moved there, just to kind of work on your music career?
So I moved here about 2 years ago. I went to Belmont University for 1 year, okay. Which is a music business school in town. And I was a songwriting major. And so I went there for a year, moved back to Virginia for a little bit, for a few months, did a little tour, and then kind of realized that I did love Nashville, and I just really did want to live here for the city and for the people here, and I was learning a lot. So I dropped out of school, and now I just live in town.
That's
so the
awesome.
Answer is yes, kind of.
So now you're just kind of working on music up there?
Yes.
That's awesome. So when did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 2013.
2013, okay. Where did you go to high school for all the local people that listen to us here?
For the locals, I went to Dominion High School.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we got a lot of people from the area at Mason. Do you perform a lot in Nashville?
As much as I can, yeah. I try to play 2 to 3 times a week. There's a lot of opportunity to perform out here. Everywhere has live music, so I'm trying to take advantage of that.
Did you ever perform anywhere live in this area?
Yeah, every few months I try to play at a minimum probably 3 to 4 times a year. My favorite club in the area is Jam and Java in Vienna.
Okay.
I play there a few times a year, and but whenever I come home, I do book a string of shows in D.C. and Virginia, and I come back through as much as I can. I really love playing in where I grew up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I used to take guitar lessons at Jam and Java when I was little.
That is cool. Yeah, I always remember during sound check, the first few times I played there, there'd be kids walking in and out of upstairs.
Yeah.
They got a nice little system there. Right?
Yeah,
sometimes you'd be walking out during, like, I mean, sometimes it'd be during a random guy like me, some local who's playing, but, like, there's some legit people that play there, so I imagine that sometimes you'd come out of your lesson and there'd be a famous band right there, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, just kind of hang out. So when did you start getting into music?
I first started playing music in second grade, so that for me is 2002. I played piano for a long time. I was classically trained. I would write instrumental songs on the piano. Hmm. And come like 7th or 8th grade, I kind of switched it up. I started playing guitar because I thought it was cool. It was easier to carry around to places. And I started songwriting a lot more, too, and kind of switched gears into the singer-songwriter about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
So my whole life, the majority of my life, I've been playing music. And then for about 5 or 6 years, I've been doing what I've been doing with songwriting and performing.
So do you write all your own songs now?
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, Andrew has a new album out called Fireworks in Autumn. So did you write all the songs on there?
Yep, those are all 100% original.
That is awesome. I wish I could do things like that.
Hey, you can. You can. It takes my first dozen, many dozens of songs were really bad. So you got to get through the bad songs, and then you'll find stuff that you're comfortable putting out.
Find your little shtick.
Yeah.
So what instruments do you play, just like all the instruments you play? Or do you just play piano, or?
So piano and guitar are my primary instruments. When it comes to recording, though, I will jump around. Playing piano means a lot of things nowadays, especially I did this last record partially in home studios because it's a lot cheaper and honestly it's just as good nowadays in many ways. And when you're working in home studios, you'll use keyboards a lot that can do a lot of different sounds. So any type of strings that were on this record are actually just me playing piano. Any synth sound, some of the percussion, all the piano, obviously, some organ, that all kind of falls under the same category now. So I could mix things up and say, like, yeah, I play all the strings on the record were mine. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's true, but it's really just keys and guitar and some harmonica. And then on primarily the kazoo is my calling. So those are my four main instruments.
That's